From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Today, the leaders of France, Germany, and Italy sat down to talk about the European economic crisis. At the table was Italy's new prime minister, Mario Monti. Monti's government is struggling to convince the financial markets that Italy has a plan to pay its debts. Among other things, Monti has pledged to crack down on a time-honored tradition in Italy, tax evasion. NPR's Jim Zeroli explains.
Tax evasion, it's often said, is a national sport in Italy. Carlo Fiorio is an expert in public finance at the University of Milan.
Of course, people are not proud of evading taxes, but they don't feel as morally obliged to pay taxes as probably other citizens in other countries.
Though exact statistics are hard to come by, Fiorio says the evidence is pretty clear that Italy has one of the highest tax evasion rates in the developed world. One think tank estimated that tax evasion costs the government 100 billion euros a year, an astonishing number in an economy the size of Italy's. Part of the problem is Italy's huge underground economy, which is usually estimated at anywhere from 17 to 22% of gross domestic product. Take Ermano, a truck driver who's the only one in his family with a permanent job.
My wife is a kindergarten teacher, but she hasn't worked in years. She picks up work here and there, cleaning and sweeping the steps.
There are a lot of people in Italy, like Ermano's wife, who work off the books and few pay taxes. Among small business owners, too, tax avoidance is considered common. Shopkeepers, plumbers, even dentists sometimes offer to reduce your bill if you agree to pay in cash. Economist Francesco Giovazzi of Bocconi University says for many businesses, tax evasion is a matter of survival.
If you understand tax evasion for the small company in Naples that has the option, either I don't pay taxes or I close down. You don't justify, but you understand why they do it. They employ maybe 10 people and they want to keep the thing going. It is harder to understand why the lawyer in Milan would be asked to pay cash, and it does happen.
And it's not just lawyers. The government has prosecuted fashion designers, race car drivers, and even former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi himself for tax evasion. Often the government ends up settling for a fraction of what's owed. Carlo Fiorio says wealthy Italians are adept at shielding income from taxes, and a lot of rich people look poor on paper.
Less than 1% of people earn, say, more than $120,000. At the same time, in the last years, you had an increase in luxury cars bought, you had an increase in yacht boats, and so clearly this is hiding something.
This kind of thing happens in every country. It's just more common in Italy. And it's not just individuals. Italian companies routinely transfer income out of the country to avoid corporate taxes.
The number of corporations that declare zero negative income is huge. It's well above 50%.
The government has sometimes tried to crack down on tax evasion, but those efforts flagged under Berlusconi, who notoriously argued that tax evasion takes place because taxes are too high. With pension contributions, individuals can pay well above 40% of their income to the government. Gianfranco Lebrandi owns an electronics company outside Milan.
The problem is we have to change the fiscal system. Don't go over 30%. It's more reasonable, like they do in many other countries in Europe.
But with its huge debt levels, Italy can't think about cutting taxes right now. Instead, Prime Minister Monti has promised to crack down on tax evaders. The move is already generating opposition. But the new government is hoping that, in this current emergency, Italian attitudes toward tax evasion are changing. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.